You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We woke up to sad news this morning with the passing of the legend, David Bowie. There's been reaction from musicians, fans, political and religious leaders from around the world, and even beyond, with a tweet from astronauts on the space station. We want to hear from you, your thoughts on Bowie's career, musical legacy, your favorite songs. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Jonathan Pollock joins us here in the studio now. John is a history instructor at MATC and one of our go-to guys on music and popular culture. John, good to talk to you again under sad circumstances.
Yeah, no, it's good to be back. Thanks for inviting me in.
So, David Bowie, I mean, I was just telling you, this is a big one for me. How about you?
Yeah, no, it's a pretty big one for me. I mean, I have to admit, I was not as huge a fan of his as some people. I mean, I didn't, I don't have like a lot of Bowie vinyl and so forth. But I was just thinking about it as I was waiting to come in here, that what really impressed me about him is that nowadays, it's often hard to cover popular songs that people expect to go hear a band, and they often expect it to hear how it sounds like on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And what's great, one of the things I love about Bowie is that when I was thinking about Bowie songs through the day, what kept coming into mind were Bowie covers.
Yeah.
Were when Seu Jorge, the Brazilian musician, did a bunch of Bowie covers for the Life Aquatic soundtrack, and Kurt Cobain's Man Who Sold the World. And
Bauhaus did
Ziggy Stardust. Yeah, that they're just all these, and they're really different spins on it. I mean, they're very different bands, and they took the songs apart and they really made them their own. But what amazes me about Bowie is that in addition to being such an incredible performer and being like the consummate rock star, he was also like up there with one of the great popular music songwriters, that his music could be adopted so much and in so many different ways.
That's interesting.
Philip Glass did a treatment of Heroes like in the 90s. So he's his songwriting talent is just incredible. And for me, for friends I've talked to today who've been really sad about Bowie's passing, that's kind of what I've said, is that, well, you know, in addition to his own recorded legacy that survives, his songs are going to live on. I mean, he's, you know, people 50, 100 years from now are still going to be performing David Bowie covers and performing them in whatever styles of music evolve during that time, because he's just that good.
And talking about music evolving over a time, this is a guy who was not stuck in the style he started in. He was... What I like to think of was David Bowie probably never said, these kids today, their music is terrible. Like he said, these kids today, what can I do with that? How can I write a song in that style?
It's another way he's really inspirational. I mean, for people who are I think I can say the two of us are out of the standard rock demographic, that we're not likely to get a big contract anytime soon.
Right.
But he's like a role model for you, because he was always putting out new stuff. He changed his style. He was a huge collaborator with other cutting-edge musicians of the day. And that's one of the things that was really inspirational about him.
Talking to John Pollock about David Bowie's music and career. Want to hear from you. We're going to start playing some of the music in a minute. You can join in with your favorite Bowie song, favorite Bowie memory. Did you see him play? I was lucky enough to do that once back in Detroit, way back in the day. You can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Speaking of changes, one of my favorite albums was one from the late 90s, Earthling. And here's a song for that, Little Wonder.
Speaking with a fan, shaking hands, dopey morning, dump crumping arms. Little wonder then, little wonder. You little wonder, little wonder you. Big screen dolls, tits and explosions. Sleepy time, that's full of news.
So this is obviously a style that didn't hold over from his late 60s, early 70s classic rock era.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a great example, because he's got that, it's a combination of that distinctive voice over something that's from a much more recent time. It's proof of how he kept up with music as it changed and was always exploring new things.
He just released a new album a few days ago, actually, and I haven't listened to it yet. I don't know if you have. It's on my to-do list.
Yeah, no, I haven't listened to it either. Initially I was really confused this morning, because I saw this, there was publicity about the new record coming out, and it was just his birthday a couple days ago. And then I saw this Bowie stuff this morning, and I thought, well, okay, a little late. And then I realized, no, wait a minute, he just died. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, I mean, again, literally right up until the end, he was coming out with new stuff and always experimenting and always creating.
We heard from Aaron on Facebook who says, I have the best memories of David Bowie as the Goblin King in Labyrinth. She's quoting, dance, magic, dance. I never saw Labyrinth. But Bowie also, actor, The Hunger, actually.
Yeah. Yep.
Wonderful movie for the right crowd.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah, he did. He did some really interesting movie work between those two and Year of Living Dangerously. We did the soundtrack. Of course, his movie, The Man Who Fell to Earth, where he was really the center of it. The presence that he had on stage really translated to screen really well. He was a great kind of, supporting actor, to kind of put him in there. He just always looked like he was in all these very different kinds of roles that he was just having a great time.
Let's go to a caller now at 800-642-1234 as we talk about David Bowie's music and career. We've got Sherry on the line in Whitewater. Sherry, hi.
Hi there. I loved David Bowie. He, from the Spiders from Mars from way back when. I grew up in the Detroit area and saw him several times, a big group of us. He was so incredibly talented.
Sherry, any favorite songs or favorite performances since you saw more than one?
Oh, man, that's a long time ago. I'm old. I loved him. His CDs, the albums have been replaced by CDs. Mm-hmm. They're still in my collection, and I still listen to them. He was a really talented guy.
Sherry, thanks a lot for that call. The show I saw was a tour where it was like, okay, guys, this is the last time I'm going to play my old stuff and move on to the new stuff. He's a guy, John, who could have just kept playing the old stuff
and people
would have been happy, and he wasn't going to be content to stay there.
Yeah, no, he was. I mean, I remember when he came out with the Let's Dance record in the 80s, which is kind of a comeback. He hadn't recorded much before, in a few years before that. And one of the things I just remembered about the Let's Dance record was the song Modern Love, which was one of my favorite David Bowie songs. And it's got, Modern Love has this baritone sax solo on it. And my dad's a saxophone player, and he has a Barry sax. And it actually inspired me, and I wanted him to teach me how to play saxophone so I could do that solo. It was just great.
Here's a little bit of Modern Love. Sorry, John, I didn't go long enough to get all the sax
in there. It's not Bowie playing the solo. So
but he was
totally
a saxophonist to begin with, and it seems like saxophone keeps appearing, I guess, even on the new album.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, you're right. His stuff does have a lot of saxophone
David
on it.
Sanborn on Young Americans.
Yeah. No, he, and Sanborn's proof that when he had studio musicians working with him, he was able to command the best in the business.
Stevie Ray Vaughan playing a lot on this album, actually, on other tracks. Yeah.
Let's
go to another caller. We've got Colleen on the line in Eau Claire. Colleen, hi.
Hi there. I was just calling to say one thing. I love David Bowie. And when I was 16 and just got my driver's license, I had the tape of, I think, his greatest hits or something. And I was playing Young American so loud in the car. The cop that pulled me over for speeding said that he was following me for like a mile and a half, and I didn't pull over. I was just so excited about the radio.
Well, hopefully you calmed down after that, Colleen, but you stayed a Bowie fan even after that experience, I hope?
Yeah, I love it. Great, classic, awesome music. Such a talent.
Colleen, thanks so much for that call at 800-642-1234. John, we also heard from Sarah Jean on Facebook. She picked one of the ones you had suggested playing, Under Pressure. This is David Bowie with Queen. We'll give a listen.
It's the terror of knowing what this world is about.
So I picked that a little bit because you've got the contrast between two, I mean, un unreplicatable voices of rock and roll, Freddie Mercury and David Bowie.
Yeah, and it's just another example how Bowie just kind of went and collaborated with lots of people that, you know, and this was just a one-off, and this was the one song they did together. Mm-hmm. I find it a song that's incredibly poignant, incredibly sad to listen to, because it's about the beginnings of the AIDS crisis. Mm-hmm. I mean, it came out like in 81 when nobody knew what was going on. A lot of people in Bowie's circle of friends, and of course Freddie Mercury himself, were dying of this disease that no one knew what it was, and nobody seemed particularly troubled to go search it out. And you're left with a song that's just a really moving historical document of that particular point in time in the early 80s.
We'll take another caller now. John is with us in Menominee Falls. John, hi.
Hello. I remember, back in 73 or 74, I know he had the Diamond Dog Tour. 1974, November, he was in Nashville. But prior to that, I know he played in Nashville because I went down with some of my friends, Jim and some other guys that I was in the military with on a Fort General, Kentucky. Drove down to Nashville and we saw the Spider from Mars concert, and it was just amazing, some of the outfits he came out with. And I remember having that 8-track. I used to play the Living Daylights out of it. Later on, I remember hearing Let's Dance and China Doll, I believe it was, with Stevie Ray Vaughan. Just amazing musician.
John, thanks for that call. And he mentioned those outfits, androgynous, interspecies, almost inhuman outfits sometime. David Bowie was doing some of this stuff before it was cool, John.
Yeah, no, it was a real pioneer in that area. I mean, it seems like he just liked to blur boundaries, the boundaries between man and woman, between film star and rock star, between human and extraterrestrial, that he just really liked being in that kind of ambiguous state. And I think that's where a lot of his fans came from. He was a fascinating character to kind of mix things up that people weren't thinking of.
The favorite track for you, John? Hard to pick just one.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, we've talked about, I think I mentioned Ziggy Stardust, Under Pressure. Heroes is way up there. Suffragette City. How many do you want me to go? How far
I know.
Go?
That's the thing. You're gonna, and people say ones that I keep saying either, oh, yeah, that's a great one, or, oh, my God, his catalog's so deep. I didn't even know that one in some cases. And I'm a fan. I'm, like, really upset today about his passing. Well, John, thank you so much for coming to talk about David Bowie with us.
Thanks for inviting me in. It's great to be here.
It's Jonathan Pollock with Madison College. You can still share your Bowie memories over at the Central Time Facebook page. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert's out today. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.